Title: Shape a Hoover Stab. Without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a Hoover Stab that's properly rude, properly 90s, and still leave space for your breaks and your sub to hit like they should. Because here's the problem. Hoovers are harmonically dense, detuned, wide, and they love filter resonance. That combination doesn't just sound big, it spikes. It steals headroom in a way that makes your whole track feel smaller, even if your meters don't look completely insane yet. So the goal today is not make a Hoover. The goal is make a Hoover that mixes itself. Two layers: controlled low end, perceived loudness without peak bloat, and reverb that gives you the jungle space without turning your groove to soup. Before we touch effects, one mindset shift. Headroom usually dies in the synth, not the mixer. If your instrument is blasting into unison and a bright filter, every device after it is reacting to a problem you created at the source. So do this first. Go into your synth and pull the oscillator level down. Like, genuinely down. 6 to 12 dB is normal here. You're not making it quiet forever. You're making room so saturation and clipping later can do the loud part in a controlled way. Step 1. Pick a Hoover source worth shaping. Option 1. Waveeatable. Create a MIDI track. Load Waveeatable. Start with a bright, harmonically rich Waveeatable. Basic shape saw variants are perfect. Complex tables if you want extra hair. Turn on unison. Set it to classic. Go 5 to 7 voices. Amount around 60 to 80%. Detune around 15 to 25%. Now add just a tiny bit of life. LFO 1 to oscillator 1 position. Small amount, like 5 to 10%. Slow rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. You're not doing wobble. You're doing a live drift, like a slightly unstable old sampler patch or hardware vibe. Option 2. Operator. Set oscillators to sawish sources. Stack ratios like 1.00. 0.50, and 2.00 for thickness. Detune one oscillator a little with fine. Operator can sound more direct and old school if you keep it simple. Now a key composition note. Treat the Hoover like a mid-range drum. In jungle, it's not a pad. It's a percussive hook with pitch. So write the rhythm first. Keep it to 1 to 3 notes. Dark keys like F, F sharp, and G are classic starting points. If the rhythm is dead, no amount of reverb is going to save it. Now let's build the actual headroom safe rack. Group your synth. Command or Control G. Name it Hoover Stab Rack. Inside, create two chains. Chain 1 is body. This is your speaker cone layer. It survives in mono. It survives on small systems. And it carries the identity even if the wide stuff gets collapsed. First device, EQ8. High pass it. Yes, even though it feels wrong emotionally. Use a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere around 110 to 160 Hz. Your sub and bass own below that. If you let the Hoover live there, the bass will never feel clean. Then listen for honk in the low mids, often around 350 to 500 Hz. If it's boxy, cut 2 to 4 dB with a moderate Q, around 1.2-ish. If it needs bite, a small presence lift around 1.8 to 3 kHz can help. But be careful. Bite turns into pain real fast once you add distortion and chorus later. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. And do the important boring part. Gain match. Pull the output down so bypass and engaged are roughly the same loudness. We want density, not oops it's louder so I think it's better. After that, roar. Dart gentle. Warm drive is a good starting vibe. Then pull it back. This is jungle grit. Not a demolition. If roar has a filter in the device, use it to keep low junk out. You already high-passed, but distortion can reintroduce mud by generating harmonics and chaos. Then, drum bus. This is a secret weapon for making a Hoover feel like a stab, without having to crush it with compression. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch optional, 0 to 10. Damp so it doesn't fizz. Then transients up, something like plus 5 to plus 20. What you're doing is defining the front edge so it speaks through a break, without turning the whole sound into a flat brick. Then, utility, keep body mostly centered. Width somewhere between 0 and 40%. If you want, you can use bass mono, but because we high-passed, it's more about keeping the lower mid stable than fixing sub. Cool, that's body. Chain 2 is AIR and width. This is the rave halo. This is where you get stereo excitement without wrecking the mix. Start again with EQ8. High-pass aggressively. 250 to 450 Hz, steep is fine. The wide layer should not be carrying fundamentals or low mids. If it's harsh, you can dip 2 to 4 kHz a bit, because chorus and filters can make that range scream. Next, chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode. Amount 10 to 25%. rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Keep delay small. You want width, not seasickness. Then, auto filter for movement. Low pass 12 or 24 dB. Cut off somewhere around 1.5 to 5 kHz depending on how bright your sound is. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 25%, for that pew edge. Teacher warning. Resonances vibe until it's suddenly 6 dB louder than the rest of the sound. So if you're loving the tone but your peak meter is doing jump scares, back off resonance and instead do the resonance trick later with a band passed parallel, which we'll mention in a minute. After auto filter, utility. This is where you widen 120 to 170%. And now the most important move on this chain. Turn it down a lot, often 6 to 12 dB lower than the body. The wide layer should be felt more than it's heard. If you mute it and the groove collapses, you made it too important. Now, once you've got these two layers, listen in mono. Quick mono audit. Put a utility on the master temporarily, set width to zero, and check. If the Hoover nearly disappears, your AIR chain is doing stereo-only sound. Fix it by reducing chorus, reducing width, or making sure the body chain is truly carrying the hook. You want the identity centered. Next step, control peaks musically. Don't squash the life. After the chains, on the rack output, add a glue compressor. Light settings, ratio 2:1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so some transient gets through. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on hits. This is not a clamp. This is just a little glue so the stab behaves consistently. Soft clip on the glue is optional. Try it if the peaks are still spiky. Then add a limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. And keep gain at 0. This is a seatbelt, not a loudness knob. Now set a headroom target. With drums and bass muted, get your Hoover channel peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. That might feel conservative, but it's the whole point. You're leaving room for breaks, subs, and the master chain. And here's another pro move. If you love the tone of a drive stage but hate the peaks, use deliberate gain staging. Put a utility before the drive stage, pull down about 6 dB, hit the drive device, then a utility after to bring level back. Same character, fewer random overshoot spikes, and everything behaves more predictably. Now let's do space the grown-up way. Send reverb. Create a return track called Hoover Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Plate or hall is classic. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the stab stays punchy and the reverb starts after the transient. Then put EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass 7 to 10 kHz. If it rings, notch 2 to 4 kHz a bit. Then put a compressor after that, and sidechain it from your drum or brake group. Ratio 3:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 120 to 250 ms. Set it so the reverb ducks 2 to 6 dB when the drums hit. This is the classic rave space that moves with the brake trick. Huge vibe. Clean groove. Now send your stab to it sparingly. Often a send level around minus 18 to minus 10 dB is enough. And think event-based, not constant. More send on the final hit of a phrase, a pickup into a drop, or a turnaround. Not just always wet. Arrangement time. This is where jungle happens. Set tempo 160 to 170. Try the offbeat stab. Hit some end of 1 and 3. Instant skank energy. Or do call and response with the bass. The stab answers the Reese tail. Or write a 2-bar hook. Bar 1 simple. Bar 2 adds a pickup into the snare. And a clean trick that adds hype without adding loudness. Automate the AIR chain only. In the last half bar before a transition, open the AIR filter cutoff a bit. Or increase its reverb send only on the final stab of bar 2. The drop stays solid, the fill goes psycho, and your headroom doesn't implode. Now, a few common mistakes to dodge. 1. Letting the Hoover own the sub. If your stab has real energy below about 120 Hz, your bass will always feel like it's fighting something. 2. Widening full range signal. Width in the lows destroys mono compatibility and smears punch. Keep width as a high passed layer. 3. Insert reverb. Insert reverb inflates peaks and mud. Sends let you EQ and duck the space. 4. Limiter as loudness. That's how you flatten the stab and still somehow lose headroom. If you need more in your face, clip the stab bus a little instead. 5. Resonance spikes. If autofilter resonance is giving you vibe but wrecking level, don't crank it full range. Make a controlled parallel. Let's talk advanced spice quickly. If you want even more surgical width control, you can do an M/S style split inside the rack. Make one chain utility width at 0%, That's your mid-focus. Make another chain utility width at 200%, that side emphasis. On the side chain, high pass hard, like 400 to 700 HC, and tane harshness. That gives you wide vibe without widening fundamentals. If peaks are still annoying, do clipper-style peak taming instead of heavier compression. Put a saturator at the end of the rack, soft clip on, drive until you shave 1 to 3 dB on the loudest hits, output down to match bypass. That's often the cleanest way to keep a Hoover big while staying mix safe. Want that rave laser edge without adding much level? Make a parallel chain that's bandpassed from 2 to 6 kHE, distort it, and blend it super low, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Your ear perceives extra bite, but your full band peak barely moves. And remember, make the envelope do the stab, not the compressor. In the synth, keep attack near zero but not clicky. Decay short to medium. Sustain lower than you think, often 0 to 30%. Release short enough that it doesn't smear the brake. If the sound is shaped correctly at the source, you won't need to wrestle dynamics later. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build a two-bar jungle loop, breakbeat plus sub or reese. Add the Hoover pattern. Bar 1, hits on 1 and, 2 and, 3 and 4. Bar 2, same, but add a pickup on 4 and into the loop. Mix constraints. Your stab track peak must stay under minus 6 dB. Your master peak must stay under minus 3 dB with drums and bass playing. Automation. Open only the AIR chain filter cutoff in the last half bar. Increase reverb send only on the final stab of bar 2.